This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
New shoes. We've got Owen Schroyer coming in the next segment. We'll cover a bunch of news, take your phone calls, you name it. Got a bunch of big guests tomorrow. I'm just going to leave it at that. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. You know, I was on DrudgeReport.com. I was on Infowars.com just now looking at the different headlines that are breaking. And everywhere Trump goes, they're chanting USA, USA. And they get so incredibly angry and so incredibly upset because the media wants to create the illusion that everyone hates Trump all over the world. But the Indian president loves him. Folks love him in India. That's 1.1 billion people. He's super popular. Folks in non-radical Muslim countries love him. People all over love Trump because they want prosperity. They know America's better than North Korea. But a new breaking video that I should probably stay to the next segment and cover. The crew's great, but you guys got to print me these as they come in because so much stuff's breaking on InfoWars.com. Arrogant Chris Cuomo confronted about CNN threatens and threats to Trump meme maker. New Day host doubles down. Thinks he's so tough. Because his brother's a governor. How shameful that he has his job, as his own producer said, because his brother is the mob boss of New York. CNN host Chris Cuomo was confronted today over why he deleted a tweet that asked whether the identity of the individual who created the infamous Trump wrestling meme should have been revealed. The New Day host was caught up in the CNN blackmail controversy when he tweeted CNN should reveal the name of Reddit user who made Trump wrestling video, had a lot of bigoted and hateful material on his page and website. Cuomo was asked by the Rebels' Laura Loomer, I'm going to get Laura Loomer back on tomorrow. Let's get her on the start of the show tomorrow. Why he deleted a tweet that encouraged the extortion of Reddit user who posted a meme about CNN. Look at that billionaire strut he's got. What a thug. Look at this little. These people are all mentally ill. They're so cool. You're uncool, Cuomo. You're a thug and a piece of crap. You and your filthy brother. There was no encouraging any extortion. He wasn't a teenager. The reason I took the tweet down was because the decision already had been made. I thought it was more conditional about whether or not his name was going to be released. Oh, so you admit you're a thug. Reveals how CNN host thought it was responsible for the network to essentially be threatening the individual with a revelation that identity didn't stop anti-CNN memes. You know, they're just so used to a lot of the folks that have come into New York the last 100 years are from really authoritarian regimes. There was more history of rebellion in Europe against tyranny. Not that it was perfect, but a lot of folks come in that just are used to bowing down to thugs. And they just bow down to Cuomo. So the video's up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to get Owen Schroer when he comes in to play that video. We've got some other videos we haven't gotten to, but it's powerful. Should CNN reveal the name of the Reddit user who made Trump wrestling video? Had a lot of bigoted and hateful material on the page, said Cuomo. Probably totally made up. Probably not even a real person. We have the ultimate Trump meme compilation. That's a new compilation of a lot of the videos. And some of the new ones, very, very powerful. And it gets into our $20,000 contest. We also had that Watson is running, that Watson is quarterbacking right now. So a lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com. Trump, a new video, Poland's Christianity, key to defeating globalism and jihad. Why did Trump, White House aide, lie about how she got her job and why is she working for Soros? A very important article by Roger Stone. All this needs to get out. Germany bans soldiers from wearing uniforms at G20 summit for their own protection from the loving jihadis. Trump donates presidential salary to restoring Civil War battlefield. CNN comments, he says they have some very serious problems. In fact, we'll play his clip on that. We haven't gotten to that either on the other side of this break. Crew is doing a great job. Nightly news, again, as I said, tonight, 7 o'clock Central. A lot of big things coming here to InfoWars, but we've got to do it because look at Macron, who announced himself to be God Emperor. He says all children will take 11 new vaccines. And that anyone that gets in his way, he's declared martial law. Very, very liberal. Even Politico's reporting that he is the Jupiterian lordship because I guess he was a child, you know, giblet that the globalists enjoy. So now he's their god.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, CNN has completely failed. And it's not even a news organization anymore. CNN is now a meme. So, when you hear CNN or you see the CNN logo, it used to be at one time associated with news, then it was associated with fake news. Now it's just a meme. Now CNN is a complete meme. And it all, you know, I don't know if it all started with the retweeted meme of Donald Trump beating up the CNN logo at a WrestleMania match. It was, I mean, InfoWars was putting out memes, Trump memes with the CNN head on it months before Trump retweeted that meme. But that was the meme that really kicked off the great meme war and has transformed CNN from a news organization into now a meme, just a complete meme. As Alex is still cleaning up. Hey, look at this shirt, Alex. How does it feel?
I'm just getting my phones and just getting my gun. Sorry,
CNN,
I apologize.
CNN is fake news. This is the t-shirt at InfoWars.com. Once again, ahead of the curve, as usual. We knew that CNN was fake news. We were telling you that for years. And now the president has forced it to go mainstream. And we've actually got a new video. CNN can't win anymore, folks. I was actually amazed when I saw this video because Chris Cuomo has a security detail. He gets into some Cadillac Escalade, blacked out windows. And we're about to have this new video that just went up on the internet today. Infowars.com. You can see the story from Paul Joseph Watson. Arrogant Chris Cuomo confronted about CNN threats to Trump meme maker. So let me know when we have that video ready to go, guys. So Chris Cuomo comes out of the CNN studio. Laura Loomer confronts him saying, hey, how do you feel being a total bully, saying Trump's a bully, being a total hypocrite? And he said, well, you know, that's not what happened. I'm not a bully. You know, I wasn't a 15-year-old kid, this, that, the other thing. And then had to address the tweet he deleted. So nonetheless, if you work at CNN now, I guess they've always had the security detail that waits outside. But I would imagine they are worried about violence is why they have that security detail. Well, there's no violence being done against the CNN host. There is violence being done against Republicans. We'll get to that in a second. We've actually got new news on that, if you can believe that or not. But so now CNN is getting confronted by citizen journalists on the street outside of their studios, and they're being forced to answer questions. And it's only continuing to make them look worse because they have to defend themselves. So now all of these CNN anchors who go on air in the offensive position, who go on air on the offensive against Trump, who arrogantly go on air, even though nobody takes them seriously anymore, they then have to go out into the real elements of the real world and be confronted with the real people who know who they really are. And they look like complete jackasses. Here is Chris Cuomo being addressed on the streets. On July 4th, CNN and Chris Cuomo were accused of extorting a Reddit user who allegedly created the Trump vs. CNN wrestling GIF. Chris Cuomo tweeted, should CNN reveal the name of the Reddit user who made the Trump wrestling video? A lot of bigoted and hateful tweets coming at me. And then Cuomo had to delete that tweet. And Laura Loomer caught Cuomo on the streets.
I have a quick question for you. Why did you delete a tweet in which you were encouraging the extortion of a Reddit user who posted a meme about CNN?
There was no encouraging any extortion. I wasn't a teenager. And the reason I took the tweet down was because the decision had already been made. I thought it was more conditional about whether or not his name was going to be released, and it wasn't. His name was already, you know, going to be...
So CNN is admitting they were debating doxing
actions and
the citizen.
Their concerns about...
This is Chris Cuomo admitting, well, we thought about doxing him.
It's not the first time I deleted it.
Do you think that it's appropriate for CNN to be targeting private citizens over memes that CNN doesn't like?
I don't think that's what happened, and I think you should look at the other content
exactly
that was on that site and think about who you're defending.
What site?
Don't you think it's free?
He doesn't even mention the site.
You heard what I said, right?
But you guys accused Trump of bullying.
And there's the key. There's the key. And then the CNN security approached Laura, telling her she couldn't film on the streets. I love this. This is one of the best. I'm telling you, these people are so out of touch with reality. This is honestly their reality. Okay.
Okay.
I've had to deal with this before.
Okay.
I dealt with this when I spoke to Van Jones. I dealt with this when I confronted Don Lemon on the street. I dealt with this when I confronted Jake Tapper on the street. There is this, I don't know what it is. It's an arrogance, but it's beyond an arrogance. They really think that they can tell you not to film them. They really think they are above you. They really think they are above reproach. Now, I'll give credit to Chris Cuomo. I'll give credit to Van Jones. When I stopped Van Jones and talked to him, he gave me 30 minutes. Chris Cuomo gave Laura Loomer a minute to talk there. I'll give him a credit. Now, Don Lemonade and Fake Fapper, they didn't want to have any time of day with me. I can't blame them. They're complete nothings. But they always have a little handler or a little security detail that's there. If you dare film them, oh, did you just dare film Chris Cuomo, the almighty? Did you just dare film the almighty Chris Cuomo? And so then the CNN security detail runs over there, scampers over there. Whoa, whoa, do you have any footage of Chris Cuomo? You're not allowed to have that. You can't have that footage. You're literally on the streets of New York, dude, okay? This is America. You have the right to film someone in public. Absolutely. And then Cuomo even volunteered a minute of his time. But there's always, there's little minions, little security minions telling you, you can't film. You can't take pictures. That's illegal. No. Let me tell you something. If you're out there and you happen to run into a CNN talking head or an MSNBC talking head or whoever, and you want to film them or take a picture, you have every right to do that. And the minute someone tries to intimidate you from CNN or from one of these networks to say, you can't take that picture, you can't record that interview, you can't talk to this person, stand up for yourself. That is complete bull. You have every right to film in public, and only the most arrogant people in the world would think that they're above reproach, and those are the people at CNN. Now, Ted Cruz has come out. Now, remember, Chris Cuomo, just not only did he probably admit it in the tweet, he just admitted it on film. CNN did whatever research they had to do, whatever investigation they had to do to find out, or they're saying they did. Who really knows, I guess. They are the fake news network. They know who made the meme. They found out who it was, and they got his personal information. And then they got in touch with him and essentially intimidated him, or hashtag CNN blackmail, blackmailed him into making a public apology. They then ran with the public apology on air to puff up their own chest, pretend they had a victory, pretend we were successful, we got the mad guy to apologize, we had the final laugh, we're CNN. And then, of course, they become a meme overnight. But look at this. They admitted, so they did all the research, they got his private information, they had the conversation with him. Chris Cuomo says, well, we know it's not a 15-year-old boy, so I guess they know who it is. Of course they did. They tried to intimidate him. They forced him to apology. But they are admitting that they were going to release his private information if he didn't apologize. That's essentially what CNN has admitted. So now Ted Cruz comes out today, or excuse me, he actually said, I guess he said this yesterday, CNN may have broken the law. According to Senator Cruz, CNN threats to dox the Reddit user who created the Trump wrestling CNN video could be a violation of Georgia law. So how do you like that? CNN, of course, is headquartered in Atlanta. And Ted Cruz say, well, CNN, you may have actually broken the law. I'm telling you, it's incredible to see CNN not just getting beaten to a bloody pulp politically by President Trump and by we the people and by the info warriors out there, but they're also doing it to themselves. They're not only absorbing all of the blows from free citizens, from President Trump, from real media, they're also shooting themselves in the foot left and right. And they don't get it. They really don't get it. So CNN is already dead as a news organization. CNN is now a meme. The question is, what is the future of CNN? Are they going to continue to do their broadcasts and go on air and pretend that people care what they think, pretend they're real news, pretend that anybody takes them seriously, anybody trusts them? You know, it's been rumored that President Trump's FDA is considering banning big pharmaceutical ads from television. And there was a list put out of the CNN advertisers. These are the advertisers to boycott. But it didn't include the big pharm advertisers that go on there regularly. And I'm just thinking, if the FDA made it illegal for big pharmaceutical companies to peddle their pharmaceutical drugs, you know the ads I'm talking about. Side effects include blindness, death, paralyzation, cancer, nervousness, brain explosion, lung collapse, foot, leg falls off. If the FDA bans those ads from television, how much longer can a CNN really last? I think CNN is the only one that I think that would be a death blow to, because I think people are so sick of CNN. Even advertisers at this point are going to start dropping off when their next round of contracts come up. MSNBC at least has some ratings that they can at least provide to advertisers. But I don't think CNN is going to be there much longer. So did CNN break the law? What is the future for CNN? Are they going to continue to shoot themselves in the foot? Are the memes ever going to stop? I mean, my gosh, the memes don't stop. I couldn't believe it. I thought I saw all the memes in the world yesterday, hundreds of these things, and then there's hundreds of new ones today. So CNN is now officially a meme. Of course, Infowars.com is having the competition. Who can make the best CNN meme? I don't know how Paul Joseph Watson is going to judge this. There's CNN putting themselves in a trash can. There's Trump Hulk smashing CNN into the ground. CNN is beyond fake news. CNN is ISIS. CNN is now a meme. And it is because we, the people, have decided that it's time for CNN to be looked at as the joke that it is.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're going to be covering the protests that are going on in Hamburg, Germany at the G20 summit in the next segment. It's honestly out of control. Before we get to the news we're going to cover in this segment, I have to remind you about our 4th of July mega special going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide that includes the great product DNA Force, which is now back in stock. DNA Force is actually a product that I take every morning and every night. Some of the other products I take every day, Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2, also 30% off. The all-new Myco ZX Fungus and Yeast Cleanser is also back at InfoWarsLife.com. These products are so popular because they work so great, and then they sell out, and so it takes us some time to get them back in stock, but that is back in stock. And again, 4th of July, mega specials at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. How about 30% off BrainForce? Folks, these are 360 win deals. Free shipping store-wide, so it doesn't matter how many products you order, it doesn't matter how big the products are. You can get hats, T-shirts, emergency food supplies, Brain Force, Myco ZX, DNA Force, and all of that will be under the umbrella of free shipping. So, oh yeah, don't forget the CNN is Fake News T-shirt. That's a hot seller right now, and it's a great way to find like-minded people. And, you know, maybe you're walking behind a CNN set or a fake news set. You know, here was one I was actually thinking about. Wear your CNN is fake news shirt. Wear your CNN is terrorist shirt. Wear your Trump is my president shirt. Wear these shirts with these powerful messages on them. And I was thinking, we're always trying to get behind a news broadcast, or we're always trying to get in a news broadcast. And they're kind of getting wise to this. They're going through tactics. They're making bigger stages, putting them higher, putting them on roofs. Creating like a 30-foot space. You can't even reach them. Security detail that rushes them out of the studio and then into a blacked-out car they drive away in. Here's another thing that you could do. Put your CNN is fake news T-shirt on. Put your Trump is my president shirt on. And then go sit in the front row at a sporting event. I can't believe this is something that we haven't thought of or discussed. You sit in the front row behind a baseball game. There's like 20 people that are on camera for the entire nine innings. You go, everybody's seen the wrestling memes that they're putting out. You sit in the front row at a wrestling match. You wear your Make America Free Again hat from InfoWars.com. That product, unfortunately, is gone now. A great hat. Wear your Trump hat. Wear your CNN is fake news T-shirt on under it. You'll be in the entire video the entire time and for entire history. So you can literally get that message in there for entire history. Go to a basketball game, a football game, whatever it is. Wear your CNN is a terrorist T-shirt. Wear your CNN is fake news T-shirt. If you got on a broadcast for nine innings of a baseball game, sitting in the front row, I have a feeling that I'm not speaking for Alex. I just have a feeling that that would count. All right. So take advantage of the 4th of July mega specials. Take advantage of the meme contest going on at InfoWars.com right now. Take advantage of the CNN is fake news contest going on at InfoWars Store and InfoWars.com right now as well. $20,000 prize, great CNN meme war contest. All right, before we take this break, this is a clip from Linda Sarsour. You know, I interviewed somebody that's, we're going to air the interview tonight on the nightly news, that infiltrated CARE here in America. Pretty incredible stuff that he talked about. Now, here's one of the leading agents of CARE, Linda Sarsour.
Sisters and brothers, it's been 16, almost 17 years since the horrific attacks of 9/11.
This is really amazing.
And we still, as a community, find ourselves unprepared.
So we're led to believe that 9/11 was done by radical Islamic terrorists, but listen to how she spins it.
We're afraid of this administration and the potential chaos that they will ensue on our community, and we already saw their potential.
It's the Trump administration that's waging chaos against Muslims now.
Muslim ban 3. They are relentless.
It's a travel ban, not a Muslim ban.
And want to see how much we as a community can endure. And want to see who our friends are and how hard we're going to fight back against this administration. And I hope that we, when we stand...
This is an agent of Hamas, folks.
...communities that Allah accepts from us.
I was alleging it for a long time. We know it now.
...struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad
tyrants.
In the East or on the other side of the world...
Speaking for Sharia law.
...the United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes in the White House.
Islamophobes in the White House. White supremacists in the White House.
We have to say,
you know what?
Do not...
I'm done with this, girl. Look. This woman is an enemy of the free world, okay? And by the way, for a white supremacist, I believe he just appointed a black man to be the Surgeon General, so not a very good white supremacist is President Trump. But look, CARE is a wing of Hamas, okay? Linda Sarsour is an agent of Hamas sent to America to trick easily brainwashed people to believing the false narrative that Sharia law is not here to dominate them. Do you really want your women to look like Linda Sarsour? Do you really want American women to look like Linda Sarsour? They can't even show their face. They can't even show their hair. No, this is America. This isn't Sharia law. It's time for people to realize that CARE is Hamas, a terrorist organization infiltrating this country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're going to cover the G20 protests going on in Hamburg right now in Germany. They're absolutely out of control. Pretty unbelievable imagery we're going to be showing you. But I'm sitting here, and I'm always watching the news, folks. I've always got every news broadcast. I've got my finger on the pulse of what's going on. And it's just amazing, because I'm sitting here thinking about how we're going to cover the G20 protests going on, which they're showing live behind me right now. You can see these monster police trucks being drove onto the scene, firing water cannons at people. The streets literally packed with protesters in all different kind of outfits and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sitting here thinking about how we're going to cover this, when all of a sudden, one of the mainstream news networks flips over to cover Venezuela for a second. And it's like, oh yeah, that's right. There's massive protests and rioting going on in Venezuela right now. Oh, how can we forget about that? Venezuela is absolutely falling apart right now. And it's just amazing, because you see all this going on. You see the things that Nikki Haley is saying, and she continues to to have war rhetoric again today. Today talking about how we will defend ourselves. Folks, when we elected Donald Trump, we changed the status quo. We took the status quo back from the establishment, and now we are in control of the status quo, and that is why CNN is now fake news and a meme. The globalists, the establishment, are going to do something drastic in an attempt to retake the status quo. And I can just really see all of it being laid out in front of us right now. You've got Syria. You've got North Korea. Those are going to be the tipping points. They'll probably stage a false flag revolving around one of those countries or Russia, blame it on the enemy, and then send us into another war that they are eventually hoping will engulf the entire world. And then they can just bring in the new world, world order, one world government to end any and all sovereignty. But it's just amazing. I'll try to focus on the G20 right now because it's going on right now. You've got protesters in the streets. And I'm looking at these protesters and I'm just saying, okay, who are these people? What are they protesting? Why are they out on the streets so ferociously? Why do the police need to have thousands of armored police out there with riot shields? Why do they need to have police tanks, essentially? Okay, you can call them a truck. Why do they need to have police trucks with water cannons, police fully armed, riot shields, riot helmets, all of this going on? Why is all of this going on? What is going on? Why is the G20 such a tipping point? Why hasn't it been such a powder keg in the past? And it's all the same pattern. It's all the same story. George Soros-funded groups are trying to destabilize these countries, which can go in so many different angles. You can destabilize and bring in martial law, bring in the police state. You can destabilize and fund an overall bigger war. You can destabilize and then have regime change. So there's all different angles that they can use this destabilization tactic in order to reach an end. But I'm just sitting here and I'm just thinking, what do these people think is going on? Why are they so animate about this protest? Because I've done this dozens of times. I'm not the only one. There's other people that have gone out on the streets. We talk to the protesters here. They have different reasons for their protest. Immigration, you know, travel ban, Muslim ban, white supremacy, Nazis. You know, they throw all these little virtue signaling words in there. But it's all the same thing. It's anti-Trump. We hate Trump. We don't want Trump to be president. We are sore losers. We are immature. We don't have a life of our own. So we're going to go out and protest. So is that the same thing that's going on with these G20 protesters in Hamburg? That can only be the assumption. And then you look at some of these pictures, you see that they've got people. I mean, folks, you are looking at footage. I mean, again, police trucks water cannoning people, riot police out in full force. I don't even know what they're protesting. There's no message. There's no unification. None of the signs even make sense. Half of, look at this woman. She's got a bunny mask on. Nice bunny mask. So again, what am I supposed to think about these people? Why are they protesting? But there's that lingering thought. There's that lingering common denominator that is President Trump. And so these are all the liberals, and keep in mind that Merkel is in an election year. She's trying to do anything she can to try to save her position, including sending out SWAT teams, essentially, raiding people's homes for posts on social media. So now, if you post something that is probably, you know, anti-immigration, anti-Merkel, anti-European Union, well, you might get raided. Police officer might be at your door. Oh, wow. All of a sudden, you don't want to tweet something or post something negative about Merkel, huh? But you've got protests on the streets in full force. So again, the whole thing to me just doesn't make any sense. Pretty typical of these protesters. They don't have a clue. Their head isn't even screwed onto their shoulders. And if you were actually to go ask these people, hey, why are you out here protesting? My guess is they wouldn't have an answer. I mean, look at this one. This is on a CNN story, a video on the story. zombies descend on Hamburg for G20 protest. You have people that have literally spent hours to dress themselves up as zombies. I don't know what, it looks like they just covered themselves in gray paint or something. So they spend all this time to dress themselves up as zombies and walk the streets in protest at the G20 summit. There's the video. Why? What have you accomplished? What is your message? What is this, art? Okay, so 1,000 people dressed as zombies and marched at the G20 summit. Again, why? It doesn't make any sense to me. To me, this just looks like the brainwashed masses that have nothing better to do are willing to go out and spend their time in the streets protesting because they have nothing else. They have nothing else that brings them together. They have nothing else that they can say they've accomplished. So this to them is their moment. This to them is their accomplishment. This is their group. These are their people, and this is how they are impacting the world. Okay, so that's going on at G20. We'll keep our fingers to the pulse of that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was in Poland today. We've already talked about this, but it needs to be mentioned. Donald Trump shows up. Poland prepares a great welcome for him. You've got more people that show up to see and hear Donald Trump in Poland for today's event than you had for the entire 2016 campaign, people showing up for Hillary Clinton in America. So you've got more people willing to show up for Donald Trump in Poland than you had people that were willing to show up for Hillary Clinton in America. That's just the numbers. That's just the optics. You can see that for yourself. Then they're chanting Donald Trump. They're loving Donald Trump. They're waving American flags. They're donning American flags at restaurants in Poland. But CNN couldn't handle it, could they? The meme known as CNN couldn't handle it. And I'm telling you, they are outing themselves. They are showing their hands. Everything that they're accusing of Trump, everything that they're accusing of conservatives, alt-right, whatever they want to say, they're guilty of. They are the ones that did it. The Russia collusions, that was the Democrats. That was Hillary Clinton. The violence after the election, they said that that was going to be Trump supporters. Nope, ended up being Bernie supporters. Ended up being Trump haters. So it just goes on and on. Now, the Trump voters won't accept the results of the election. Meanwhile, here 7 months later, the Democrats still haven't accepted the results of the election. So again, they take what they're guilty of and then they point the finger at you for what they're guilty of. This is another example of it. This is how we know who they really are. This is from CNN. Conservative Polish politicians bus people in for Trump speech. Okay. Now, they don't have any proof. They don't really have any hard evidence. They don't really know this. They just assume that that's the case. They just assume that this is what's going on. Now, I'm not denying that this may have happened. Maybe some people got bussed in. Maybe they didn't. Maybe it was paid for from conservatives. But they don't actually offer any evidence. They don't show you the buses. They don't really tell you how it all went down. Oh, but what they did do was they exposed their own hand, didn't they? You see, we've been reporting on George Soros groups and similar groups paying for Trump protesters to get bussed in. They get a lunch. They go on the same bus. They show up. They protest Trump for a couple hours. They get lunch. They get on the bus. And then they all go home. This has been documented. This has been admitted. This is well known. So this is what the Democrats do in order to win. This is their version of win, paying people to go out and have their message heard. So they just assume that that's the explanation for why Trump is so popular in Poland. You see, this is how out of touch with reality they are, but this is how they think. See, they're letting you in on how they think. So Hillary Clinton, obviously a piece of trash candidate, obviously not popular. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Can't get anyone to show up for events. The only time they can even hope to have anybody show up is if they bring LeBron James out or bring Jay-Z out or have Madonna up on the stage saying how she wants to blow up the White House. If you have Hillary Clinton shows up, Nobody cares. Nobody goes. Nobody wants to see Bill Clinton unless they're protesting him. Nobody wants to see Tim Kaine. Literally nobody. So nobody, nothing. These people are not popular. Nobody cares about them. So the Democrats know this. I mean, they know Hillary wasn't really popular. I mean, they saw Hillary's speeches. Nobody showed up. So they're sitting here saying, wow, nobody shows up for Hillary events. Nobody shows up and chants how great Hillary is. We have to pay people to come to these events. We have to bring in celebrities, pay celebrities to come be at these events in order to get people to show out. So we have to use tactics in order to get support, because we don't have support. We don't really have policy. We just have identity politics. So we have to use our money and our influence in order to gain support, even though it's not real support. It's bought and paid for support. So that's how Hillary Clinton gets support. That's how George Soros movements get support. Donald Trump is grassroots, organic support. People actually like Donald Trump. People actually resonate with Donald Trump. It goes all the way around the world. So people in Poland hear Trump is going to Poland. They want to show up in force. They want to show President Trump that they resonate with his message. They want to show their support for President Trump. They're chanting Trump in the streets, chanting President Trump, making a huge welcome party. So what do the Democrats do? They say, well, this can't be. What does CNN say? CNN says, no way. This can't be possible. How is it that Donald Trump could be popular in Poland? After all the fake news that we have spread about President Trump, after all of the lies and the slander and the libel that we have waged on Donald Trump and his family and his administration, how can this be? How can he be so popular? How can President Trump go to Poland and get thousands and thousands of people to show up and chant and march and wave American flags? We can't even get that at a Hillary event. What is going on here? Oh. Ah. They must be busing them in. They must be paying for them. This can't be real. That's right. This is how the left thinks, folks. So they can't, they really don't get it. It's like the same thing. They can't admit they're wrong. So they really don't get it. They can't accept the fact that Trump is popular. They can't accept the fact that President Trump is beloved around the world. They can't accept the fact that organically and of the grassroots, President Trump has worldwide support. They can't accept it because there's only one reality in their mind, and that's their reality. So if there's anything else that goes against their reality, it can't be real. So they can't wrap their heads around it. So what do? They assume that the tactics that they used to make Hillary Clinton appear popular, to make their anti-Trump protests appear popular, they're assuming that those same tactics are now being used to make Donald Trump look popular. They don't get it that President Trump is actually popular. People actually love and support President Trump, not fake, paid-for, bought support, George Soros style, that they had for Hillary Clinton. And that's why when I saw this story on CNN, trying to make up the excuse that all this support for President Trump in Poland can't be real. They're busing them in. They're using the George Soros tactic. Of course, they won't admit to that. They won't admit that that's actually how they're thinking, but that's what they're doing. And it all makes sense, folks. President Trump has, he's trumped them. He's literally trumped them. There is no other word. There is no other phrase, there is no other word in the dictionary to explain it. President Trump has trumped the liberal media. President Trump has trumped the Democrats because they don't know what to do. When they try to explain how all of this is happening, they show you the blueprint, how they got to where they were. And then on the back end, it only makes Trump more popular and then less popular. I mean, this is a 360 win. This is how you trump the establishment. With President Trump. So it's unbelievable that President Trump goes to Poland, gets more support, more patriotism, more Americana in Poland for President Trump than you had the entire 2016 campaign combined for Hillary Clinton. And the left, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to explain it. They must be busing people in. That has to be it. There's no way President Trump is popular. Didn't you hear me? I said Trump was a racist. Did you not hear what I said? President Trump is racist. Why do you still like him? I said President Trump is racist. Oh my gosh, they still like him. What is going on? They must be busing him in. That's it. They must be using our tactic now. No, folks. President Trump is the real deal. President Trump is really popular around the world. We finally have a president of the United States. And by the way, Jason Chaffetz comes out the other day and gives Congress a hard time, says Congress has nothing to point at to say we're victorious. They have nothing to point at to say this is what we've done, this is what we've accomplished. And so then what happens today? Congress joins Trump war on regulations, cuts a year's worth of Obama regulations in 1 week. Congressional lawmakers have gone all in on President Trump's bid to slash Obama-era regulations, targeting $19 billion in rules and the elimination of enough red tape to free up 5,200 federal workers. The cuts proposed by the House Appropriations Committee this week amount to a year's worth of regulations under the Obama administration. So how do you like that? The Obama cuts are real. They're coming in full force. President Trump is kicking ass. I mean, and honestly, you know, sometimes you just, it's like, how do you even come up here and report on how victorious we've been? Of course, we haven't had the ultimate victory yet. Of course, we're still in the matrix. Of course, we're still in the controlled paradigm. Yes, this is all going on. But we're slowly breaking the shackles. We're slowly breaking the chains. We're slowly freeing more minds. We're slowly lighting brush fires of liberty everywhere around the world. So, but don't you worry. Oh, don't you worry. The left has a plan, folks. The globalists have a response plan. In fact, we've got more news on the violence coming from the left on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Final segment on the other side. The left is committing to violence, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Linda Starr Shore says that Muslims should not assimilate, and fighting Trump is a form of jihad. So that tells you two things, folks. One, you've got Muslim people that are coming here not to assimilate, but to infiltrate and take over. That's what the CARE organization run by Hamas is for. And then those fighting Trump are jihadis, so that's nice to know. Hey, folks, please take advantage of the 4th of July summer mega special at InfoWars Store and InfoWarsLife.com. This is a great chance for you to try some of our products. We've got free shipping store-wide, great discounts on some of our great products, such as 20% off DNA Force. It's a great time to try our products for the first time. If you haven't tried them yet, take advantage of the 4th of July mega special. Huge discounts, free shipping store-wide. Try our products. Guaranteed you're going to like them, and you're going to come back and shop more. And then you're going to see InfoWars become the real news network, the biggest news network. If it isn't already, it'll just be undeniable. And it'll be because you backed us, not big pharmaceutical companies, not advertisers like CNN, you, the people. So, you know, this is really a remarkable story. Protester arrested at Senator Flake's Tucson office. A protester was arrested at Senator Jeff Flake's Tucson office Thursday morning. That's this morning. And listen to what the protester said after he was arrested. He said this to one of the campaign staffers, or one of Senator Flake's staffers. He said, "You know how liberals are going to solve the Republican problem?" The staffer said, "No." The protester went on to say, "They are going to get better aim. The last guy that tried, but he needed a better aim. We will get better aim." Okay. Now, if President Trump has a crooked toenail, or meets with someone that has a crooked toenail, or had a salad, and at the same table there was a Russian dressing on the salad. He has to explain it. He has to disavow. He needs to be asked all day long, 24/7, why, what, why won't you disavow? Why are you a Russian agent? On the other side, you've got somebody that goes to a Republican baseball practice. You know, this isn't said enough, folks, but think about it like this. Perhaps the grace of God allowed nobody to get killed that day. But think about it like this. You could have easily had 3, 4, 5 members of the Republican Party murdered that day. I mean, honestly, by the grace of God, that didn't happen. I mean, honestly, we should be thanking God. By the grace of God, nobody died that day. Honestly, folks, that is this person could have killed up to 5 or more people that day. And think about how different their story would be. Think about how different America would be if that guy actually, as the new protester said, had better aim. He would have killed multiple people. Luckily for the Democrats, I guess, at this point, unless you're an average Democrat constituent, apparently, nobody did die. So they get to continue their extreme rhetoric. They get to continue to push violence. But so now they arrest another protester who says, well, we failed at trying to assassinate Republicans last time, so we're just going to get better aim, and then we're going to be victorious. So I can only assume that this guy was going to, I guess, he was planning a sit-in at the office to demand a Better Care Reconciliation Act. So, folks, oh, by the way, Steve Scalise has just been readmitted to the hospital because of an infection. So I'm just curious, when is Maxine Waters, when is CNN, when is MSNBC, when is Rachel Maddow, when is Van Jones, when is Don Lemon, when are the Cuomo brothers, when are all these people that have been calling for violence against Trump, the New York Public Theater, when are they going to disavow the violence being called for by the left? When are they going to admit that they're lucky multiple Republicans weren't murdered? You say clap, InfoWarriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Let's go to Devin.